from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Ticketmaster Studios here at Flowery Branch. Abe Gordon and Randy McMichael on the midday show here. Andy Bunker, a little bit under the weather, but we all certainly hope he is back with us tomorrow. I'm actually with you guys all week.
Why is that?
That's just what the schedule said. I don't know.
I promise you, I don't know when you come in and when you go in, Abe. I don't. Like, okay.
Now, I had a choice yesterday, and it was – because I don't know what emails you read or don't read. I don't know what text chains you may or may not be a part of. And I had a choice. Do I text Randy that we're at Flowery?
And, Abe, I would have sent back the middle finger emoji to you.
Well, you let me out of it.
Why?
Because you didn't even know. You didn't even pay attention. That's how sly and smooth I was.
Pay attention to what?
You sent me a birthday text.
I did. Happy birthday.
And then I said, appreciate it. See you tomorrow at Flowery.
Yes, and I was never going to respond back to you. I was like, this dude said, see you. I'm saying, hey, brother, happy birthday to you, brother. Yeah. Thanks, bud. See you in Flowery.
Well,
like, I don't need, and this is the thing, Abe, and I know you just do your job.
It's the habits from the last group.
Me and Andy do not need to be, we do not need a heads up. We don't need reminding. We don't need in bold capital letters. I can read. Do not go to Flowery Branch. I can read that.
That one I did not know you were on that text.
I did not need that capital. That one, do not go to Flowery. Dude, we got
that
this.
That one I did not know you were on that text.
I got this.
I'm so burned from the last group that I produced.
That's not even burned,
that
dog.
I had to.
You don't have. We got this. As I always say to you, we got. Like I said, I don't know when you going to be here. And there's certain ways I can know when I know when I'm walking down the hallway. Once I get up the elevator going, if it's kind of quiet, I know Bo's there. If it's a little bit more bass in there, I know you're there.
Quiet something.
There it is right there. That's how I know when you're in and when you're not.
I know he says this, and I do trust both of you, by the way. But if there is one time, and then I get the question, well, why didn't you text them?
We don't need you to take. I'm a grown ass man. I don't even look at the schedules, and I know when I'm working and when I'm not working. Now I don't know what days Andy has off, but I have a great memory when he says I got this day off. But other than that, I know everything.
You have a day off coming up. You aware of this?
Am I aware I have a day coming up?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
All right. Schedule.
I might need to check it because I know I didn't ask for no time off.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, we got Labor Day off.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know that.
Hey. Man,
I know that.
You know who showed up? One
I know.
Time?
I know my man. I know my dog showed up. I know my dog. I know. Showed. I know my dog showed up.
And you know what his response was at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m.? Abe, why didn't you text me? So that went.
You'll never ever get that from me, dog.
Okay.
I promise. Yeah, I know my dog. I know my dog showed up on the day off.
I used to want to challenge it and just be like, maybe I just won't tell him this time. And I always felt bad. So I ended up telling him like the Friday before, like, hey, just so you know. Anyways, all right, let's go ahead and get into it. The Braves are back in action later tonight. This one is a 9:45.
Oh, yeah, man.
9:45 game tonight. Chris Sale and Blake Snell. Blake Snell, if you just threw a no-hitter a couple outings ago.
Damn sure did. Well, this is one of those cases, Abe, is that I'm glad he's back on Bally's. So I watch this game at 4 o'clock. And when I wake about 4:35 tomorrow morning when I get up, because 9:40, yeah, nah.
This is unfortunately, it's a series that continues through to Thursday. Mm-hmm. So we have three 9:45 games, and then the Thursday getaway day is at 3:45. Max Fried, Logan Webb on Thursday. That should be a good one. A couple good pitching matchups. And then these games in L.A. with the Angels right after on the weekend. This one Friday is 9:38. So a lot of late night starts there, but that's all right. Well,
would you rather stay up late and watch a game or wake up early and watch a game?
That's a good question. I'm more likely to stay up late. Yes.
Oh no, I'd rather wake up early.
Although, like, obviously during the Olympics, like, I mean, I woke up to watch the women's marathon the other day at 2 a.m.
I'm sure you did.
And I'm just sitting there for 2 hours and 16 minutes watching them run.
I'm sure you did.
Well, yeah.
Wait a minute, 2:40 to watch.
It was a marathon. No, man. How long does it take?
That's what I'm saying. You want to watch all of it?
I did. You want to zone in just for the last 4 miles?
No, I zone in when I see them run across that damn tape.
You zone in for
last. Hey, ready to go, ladies.
You would have missed the big move at mile 25 and a half.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Just saying. All right, let's go ahead and get into the biggest story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatments for joint pain. Bow.
I felt really good about Michael. You know, he wants one of those throws back, that out that he threw on the sideline, but he was able to go through some progressions, really be able to progress. We get a little pass happy with him, obviously being your first round quarterback, but it was fun to see him go out there and execute some of the pass plays and be able to get some of this stuff done and really lead the offense to get him in and out of the huddle. Pretty much a pretty good night for him, and I was pretty pleased what he was able to do.
That's what usually happens, Abe, in like preseason with the first round quarterback. You know, let him throw that thing around for a little bit, man. You know, and I think if it doesn't rain, we were talking about it earlier. I think Drake maybe throws the ball a little bit more too, if it's not, you know, damn monsoon the way it was. But it was great because you got to see pretty much a lot of what he does as far as his maybe read. I told you earlier my favorite throw of the day was the when he read through his whole progression and came back and hit the backside dig, which is the fourth option probably on that play. Obviously the deep ball to Blair was good. Yeah, he got to hang up to the football, but obviously that was good. But yeah, I mean, you know, when you get to see these guys, and I watched pretty much every rookie quarterback, watched pretty much all the games in the series that they were in, and I was impressed. I really was, because even though it was just a small sample size, the sample size was good. Now, if it was like, say for instance, like if one of them had like a Stetson Bennett game, oh, it'd be a lot worse.
What, you mean they come out there and throw a game-winning touchdown?
The stuff before that.
Oh, okay.
the stuff before that.
Oh, that's always going to lead a game-winning drive. I don't know what you were watching.
Yeah, the stuff before. Now, me, I did not watch a lot of that game. And I didn't watch Stetson at all. I just saw the numbers.
When there's four of them, I'm not sure it matters.
Damn, Stetson? He's a gun. Well, he's always been called a gunslinger.
I will say this. I don't remember which game I was watching. It was the early game yesterday. Between the Broncos and Colts, I guess, and whoever threw an interception, I mean, the poor quarterback is going to get ready for a pick. But he hit the receiver mm-hmm. in the hands, yep. and the receiver just pops it into the air,
yep.
and it gets picked off. That's why you can't just – not every interception is treated the same.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt. I know it goes on the interception for the quarterback, but, yeah, a lot of times –
Did that ever happen to you?
Hell, yeah.
So what did you say to the quarterback when you came – that's it?
Well, that's what I'm supposed to say.
I don't know.
I mean, my bad, but I'm just saying, like, what
now, if it were a Disney movie, this would be like, I'll make it up to you.
Yeah, and some crap like that. Damn, my bad, dog. And then he'll say, all right, no problem. Did I come over there when you got my ass blasted coming across the middle? Or did you go?
Did they?
Very rarely.
Every once in a while, though?
Very rarely do you get a quarterback say, my bad, dog. All right. Like, you didn't see that damn safety? I didn't think he was going to close that fast. Well, you should have thought damn fast.
I feel like the reaction.
Yes.
I feel like your reaction for if they apologize for leading you into a bad situation is more warranted.
Yeah, it is.
then I cost you a turnover.
No, not necessarily because you caused a turnover. I caught the damn ball. I just got blasted. But, I mean, that's my job. My job is to catch the football and get blasted.
His job's to protect
his
you
job
a little
to
bit.
Protect yeah, me. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah.
104 yards, 9 of 16 for Penix. He did lead a touchdown drive. I think that was the one that was set up by the interception.
Yes.
They had to go four downs on that one, too, which, you know.
Short yards, you got to get it. You got to get better. You got to get better on
that was one of the few things I wanted to, like, if we had to, like, if we had to bullet point a where to improve, I think I just put, like, yeah, execution in the red zone, I guess. Like, took you four downs at the goal line. You'd like to see that get done, but. Other than that, Zach Harrison was one that flashed for me. We talked about it,
and those were the guys that you needed to flash. You remember we talked about those backup defensive linemen that are going to get to play. Now you lost one of them. As far as Trice, he's going to be done. He's done right. for the year, which is unfortunate and everything because he came down there, he was sick the first day of practice. Practices, goes out and plays the game, gets hurt. Obviously, he's the ACL. He's done for the year. Helens, it just says he's going to be out. It's an ankle injury, Abe, and he's going to be out. For a significant time. And there's no reason or anything like that. I don't want to say no reason because they did it to this kid as far as because he tore his ACL. But Hellman obviously does not have a season-ending injury, but he has an injury to where they might want to wait as close as you can to the season to determine how long he's going to be out because you still got almost a month until the season. So is it a 4 to 6 week injury? Is it a 6 to 8 week injury? I'm pretty sure they already know this already, but trying to get a timeline for how long he can wait to see if you don't have to put him on IR. If it saves you miss the first 2 weeks, or do you want to put him on IR for the first 2 weeks? Probably not. But if there's a case where he might miss a month after a month during the season, you might want to do that.
Yeah, and obviously there was a high-profile free agent safety that is in Atlanta visiting. We've obviously got one that's under contract here in Jesse Bates. But another one in Justin Simmons is visiting today and tomorrow. I don't want to get too out in front of myself, but there's some dominoes that could fall here.
What do you mean?
You don't have the money right now.
You can find money.
Well, I'll tell you how you find money. You lock up your all-pro corner.
Well,
and you extend it. Okay. You immediately create $9
million. Well, I thought they were already going to sign AJ.
I know. And
I think that they'll restructure contract before they give AJ a long-term deal.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
well,
what
I'm hoping. I like AJ
Terrell. Oh, me and you are definitely on the same page with that one.
And
we're
if the needle in Terry Fontenot's side to get that deal done is the fact that they need to find money for Justin Simmons, that works out for me in two ways. Could you lock up AJ and then you also bring in Simmons?
Yeah, so. I'm with you on the whole AJ. I thought it might have got done, but I mean, I think that they'll now. I would love for AJ to get a new contract. I would love for that to happen, not just for the money to free up and everything, but for him. I would love that for AJ. I just don't know if they're going to do it right now, but yeah, I mean, he was here. And it was crazy because the news came down while we were sitting here literally talking to Jesse Bates.
You saw it before me.
I showed him on my screen. He looked at the screen and just smiled a little bit, gave a little head nod. Don't know how this is going to happen. There's other teams available for his service, but he's an all-pro ball-hawking safety. Same thing that Jesse is. So that's my only thing. How does that go together? Because there is a difference. I don't care what nobody wants to tell you. There isn't. There is a difference. All right, it's a different. Now, they're both safeties. They can both play in the box. It's just consistently, where do you want those guys?
This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. I made a promise to Randy McMichael that at 120, it would be the last Olympic discussion for a couple of years.
Well, here's
that's it. This is it.
Let me tell you something, Doc. Let me tell you something, man. All right, when you sit there and say, I promise that this last discussion and everything. Like,
I can't help myself.
You know,
sometimes.
We don't need to talk about it. We don't have to talk about it. We can override it now because it was a great weekend and everything. I would like to talk about it. But if I'm like, hey, Bo, go play something else, man. Go play.
You have any more snits now we can use? I'll talk about that dumpster fire over the Olympics. We will do it. Talk about the five rings here in a little bit. On the other side, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Back into the Midday Show. Andy and Randy, Abe Gordon here, filling in for Andy Bunker alongside Randy McMichael. And a couple quick things before we do jump into an Olympic discussion. I just saw this in the break, and I mentioned it to Randy. Apparently, Charlotte FC, they have some executives right now in London trying to bring Miggy Almiron back to the MLS. It reportedly is not going to be an easy deal, but Charlotte is trying, and Randy made a great point. I mean,
why can't he come here?
We have a DP spot available. We got a spot available.
Why not bring it back? Yeah, but that was just a suggestion. We don't know. This is all, you know, don't know. Like, I don't need you. Hell no, I want to go to damn Charlotte.
This one, I think, like, this one would hurt Atlanta United fans.
It'll make me mad.
Yeah, this one's going to irk some people. So, we'll see. Maybe Garth Lagerwey can spring a surprise and figure that out. But that one caught me completely off guard. A little bit less so the news, as we mentioned, of Justin Simmons here. Both, I guess, today and tomorrow. So, we're not here tomorrow. We're going to be back in studio. We'll be back here in Flowery Branch on Wednesday and Thursday as the Falcons prepare for a Saturday preseason game in Baltimore with a noon kickoff.
Wow. Noon?
Noon.
Wow, they have afternoon? Hell, damn, Randy, you watched one yesterday. I did not realize that. Because, I mean, preseason's always been night.
A night even yesterday was 1 like o'clock.
That. Yeah.
That's what I said. That never was
mind.
1 o'clock.
I said, that's why I was like, you know, never mind, man. I was looking at because me you were talking about it, I think, before the show. And obviously, we're going to talk Olympics and the great game that Steph Curry had, the great moments and everything. LeBron James ended up winning the Olympic MVP. And, you know, they were talking about, you know, the projections for the next Olympics team.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we were just talking, and it was like because I'm up here talking about how, you know, everybody up in a bag about Jason Tatum, and Jason Tatum ain't said one damn thing, you know. But, you know, having those two guys in that, I just like, I can't see a way, as long as Grant Hill is still doing his thing, that Jaylen Brown's going to be on the team. I don't think Jaylen would say yes to it. It's going to take some serious butt kissing to get both of them if they want them on there. I just don't know if you're Jason Tatum. Do you want to go through that again? As far as like, no, man. You know how does that conversation go? Who has automatic spots already on this team? You know, when you look at it from that standpoint,
next time through,
yeah, nobody really.
No,
probably Anthony Davis. I think Anthony and Bam.
Anthony Davis or Anthony Edwards?
I'm sorry, Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards.
Because AD
and
might be too old.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards or and hurt. Bam probably will probably have those.
Even
those.
Bam's getting up there in age.
He is, but at the same time, see, you don't have you got to unless there's a new defender. Like if Jaren Jackson becomes who we think he can be, he's a candidate to go over there for as a big and everything like that. I think Ja Morant's going to be on that team. I think that, you know, obviously Ant-Man's going to be on there. But, yeah, I think getting those
Booker's
two,
young enough. He plays a very good role.
He will be over there. But those two Celtic guys, they're going to have to, you know, some got to be mended in order to get them dudes on there.
I've seen some lists, and, like, I don't get excited about the 2028. They're like, we'll deal with it.
Yeah.
Players will rise, and it will be
better,
fine.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the women's game first?
It was a great game.
So I have one question for you, because the U.S. women barely hang on. They have to come from down 10. They survive a last-second play that she banked in a three, or excuse me, she banked in a two when they needed a three, and the U.S. do win gold by 1 point. Is the U.S. going to be challenged, U.S. women's, are they going to be challenged in future years the way the men's have?
Probably.
Like, we're at a stage right now where the men are still the favorites, but it's not, like, necessarily written, already etched in stone that they're winning gold.
Right.
For the women, it has been.
Yeah, that's what they do. But I think, you know, when you look at it, because that was the one thing, I was like, great job, ladies. And then they were, oh, that's too close to cover. Oh, I'm like, damn, dog. I just said congratulations to the ladies. They won a damn gold medal. No matter how, they got one more point. France played their ass off.
Right.
Just like Serbia did before.
That's right.
They played the perfect game.
Sure.
And, until they didn't. And then, like I said, France still almost had a chance to beat the women. The game is growing so much globally. When we talk, we know that in the men's game, but you know this whole
that's the question.
There's a whole new vibe with these two young ladies that have come into the W, and you know, giving it more and more spotlight, more eyes, and things like that. And then you think about who's not going to be on the team. I know Brittany Griner didn't play at all in the fourth quarter, but she's not going to be on the team. Asia's going to be 4 years older. We know that Caitlin Clark and probably you know some other she'll probably be on the team. Maybe. I don't know how they got. Angel Reese will probably be on the team. So you got to understand who do you take when. Because it's a lot, you know, Abe, it's a lot like the women's soccer team. A lot like that. All those staples, those stalwart that were on the team forever, they lead these young, this young branch.
Totally different. Totally different squad right now for soccer.
Exactly. Yeah. And so you're going to see a lot of that for this women's basketball national team. And all I know is for shout out to the damn goalie for the damn U.S. women's
Melissa
team.
Melissa Nahar.
Woo! Woo! That's a bad somebody right there.
Well,
the save against
Germany was her best save of the tournament.
She had a couple really good
ones against Brazil. Because
Brazil was coming.
And Mallory Swanson with the lone tally in that one. Brazil, U.S. was challenged, but they do beat Brazil 1-0, get a gold medal. Emma Hayes, who had just took over the program 10 games ago, and maybe not even that many, had a couple of friendlies. And what they're now calling triple espresso up top. With Mallory Swanson, Sophia, and Trinity Rodman.
Bad girl there.
Some dangerous play up top there. Steph Curry, obviously we talked about it. He's part of the All-Star Five along with LeBron James, who wins Olympic MVP. Not a huge surprise. The other three, Jokic, Wemby, and Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah, I mean, the Dennis played really, really well. And when you look at the other three guys, I mean – they were all big time against the U.S. Yeah. Man, we saw what Joker did. Victor was outstanding in that damn game. He was outstanding.
I'll be honest. I don't know what sort of team the U.S. is going to have in 2028. It's going to take a special one to beat France in 2028.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have – we talk about Wemby. Koulibaly is going to be older. I don't know if Reza Shea ends up turning into something that makes that team
– We better hope it.
I know we do. But, I mean, just in terms of where they'll be at, same thing with Alex Saar, who could potentially be on that team. They're going to have some studs.
Yeah.
They're going to have some studs in 4 years, and you're going to have to compete with that. The 4x400. Men's and women's, both great races.
Yes.
In the women's, it was ended when Sydney McLaughlin of Roney took the baton on the second pass.
See ya.
And it didn't matter what Femke Bol was running as an anchor leg. It was over. Also, a really good run from Gabby Thomas, the 200 runner. The men, however, you had Rye Benjamin, the 400-meter hurdler, gold medalist, holding off Letsile Tabogo, the Botswanan 200-meter.
I was like,
hey, but you know what? He couldn't get it.
Another one is like, okay, come on, another gear, another.
So
another
here's the thing.
Gear,
here's another the gear. Thing. Rye Benjamin does not look like he's sprinting.
Yeah,
he just looks like he's jogging for 400 meters
because his pace didn't switch.
And you're trying to
style.
Be like, hey, come on, man, like turn it up a little gear. And he couldn't catch him. It was incredible. You aware of what's going on with Jordan Chiles? And the bronze medal. Have you heard about this story?
I've heard about it. I don't quite understand it. I know they're taking her bronze medal away from her for something. I don't know who contested it or appealed it and all that other crap. And I'm like, I'm going to say the same thing I said when they wanted to take Reggie Bush's hide. You better come get it.
Yeah.
Better go get it.
So, real quick.
I ain't sending it back.
The U.S. appealed a scoring decision, suggesting that she wasn't being credited with a certain maneuver that is 1/10 of a point higher. That was approved. So she went from fifth to third. Now, 5 days later, right, the FIG is saying that appeal came 4 seconds too late and that she has moved back down to fifth and they would like to take back that bronze. And then USA Gymnastics has now sent video proof that's saying one appeal came at 47 seconds with a second appeal at 55 seconds. So we would like to be reinstated as the bronze medalist. And that's where we're waiting to see.
Yeah, so, y'all gonna have to come get my medal. I'm not sending it back.
No shot.
No, there's no shot. I'm not sending that damn medal back. No. You want it? Like as I said by Reggie Bush, come get it then.
How are you going to remember these Olympics? Like, well, what sticks out to you about these games?
I don't really have. I'm not as what am I looking for? Like an aficionado invested. Like I'm not saying I'm invested. I just like to watch it. Like you're invested in the Olympics.
I don't even need specific competitors or events though.
I just thought that the breakdance thing was obviously the funniest thing of the whole entire Olympics. There was no question about that. But I thought, the expectation, and me and you both watched the sprint documentary and everything on Netflix, the expectations of certain runners didn't come to where they needed to be. We saw, the Jamaican ladies some of their top ladies not compete, which was sad. But I thought that the everlasting photo, two of them would be Steph Curry, Knighton, the French,
right,
and Sha'Carri looking to her right while she is
on the 4x1.
4x1 when she's blowing past everybody. Those are probably, and then obviously the guy with the guy shooting the gun.
Turkish guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Turkish guy?
Yeah.
He was all over the place early on. It was pretty funny. Look, I know not everyone's going to kind of correlate towards this. This was the best track and field competition I've ever watched.
Really?
It really, like every single, I cannot think of a single race that didn't deliver. I mean, from the 100 meters, men or women's, you go up to the 1500 for the men with Cole Hocker and that great run on the inside and Ingebrigtsen cracking. You go to the 5000 with Ingebrigtsen kind of getting a little bit of revenge. You go up to the 10000. Grant Fisher comes in late. I mean, every single race, even the marathons, really. I know it's a long race to watch. Dude, they were tussling and throwing elbows with like 150 meters left in the women's marathon. Safwan Hassan, who had just run the 10,000 two nights earlier, was like, yo, I'm coming by and like bumping. And every race delivered. The field was great. I mean, you had Olympic records, or if not world records, all over the place.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. I was trying to figure out. We did end up getting the whole medal total tied with China.
China for gold medals. 40 of them.
Yeah.
And then overall medals, there are a ton of bronze and silvers for the United States. So they swamped everyone in terms of the overall medals. But China and U.S. tied with the gold medals there. A little disappointing in the wrestling outcome, if we're going to be honest. Like, you know me. I can't help myself, man.
Yeah, that's why I said. That's why I said your investment into the wrestling and all that other stuff, man. I just saw that the Cuban guy won, fit five in a row.
Yeah,
and hey, but I think
that was Greco-Roman.
I think wrestling is wrestling. I think that breakdancing,
it's gone.
It was a couple of them that I liked that looked like actual breakdancing, but the rest of it was like, what the hell are going on?
Best your country could offer?
That's the best?
That was a lot. That was my thought. It was like, this is the best your country can offer. Back time for the Midday AMA. Any topic, any question, grab your phone, dial us up, and get involved. 404-726-0929. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. The Midday AMA on the other side on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Midday AMA brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. It is the Midday AMA. Any topic, any question, give us a call. We got a couple on the lines, but a couple lines are still open. 404-726-0929 to ask a question. And we will start with John in Griffin.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, what's up,
John?
Hey, Randy, I got to tell you, man, Spalding County is the yam capital of the world. on August 12th, 2024. Them yams, you can hear them swishing. Looks like the only thing missing are them little marshmallows. Them girls working on yams, boy.
Okay.
Hey, real quick, who you got? You got the original Dream Team, or you got this guy, these guys that went to Paris? I'm going to give you Christian Laettner. I just won 11. I got the Dream Team. Who y'all got?
I think somebody did something like, technically, that Dream Team, it was younger than this team. If you want to go by average of age, it was younger with Michael Jordan than this team right here. I mean, me and Andy mentioned this on Friday. You got Mike at his power and his height. You got Charles at his height. Like, pretty much all of them except for Bird were still in their prime. Even Magic. Magic's only with 31, 32 years old then. I'll take that team just because they have Michael Jordan.
It's a tough argument any point not take that team.
Yeah.
And maybe if we went into it like, man, one by one and started checking out, maybe we get to like, well, the starting five here was better, but the depth on this year was better. I mean, maybe you can have some of those small sorts of margins, but I find it very tough at any point to not choose the Dream Team.
I just choose them.
I'm pretty comfortable with that. Let's go with Mason in Barnesville. What's going on, Mason?
What's up, fellas? Hey, to John that just called, ain't nothing in Griffin worth talking about, so you can stop with that.
Oh, my God. Don't you start that, Mason. All right? Don't start. All right? Don't start.
All right. My question is, Randy, I need you to admit one thing that Abe is better than you at. Just one thing.
That's not going to happen.
One thing that Abe is better at me than? Annoying the hell out of people. Is that good enough? One thing that Abe is good at, man. Abe's a better typer than I am. He types really well on his computer. I got nothing else.
You got no compliments? Not like one thing I can be happy
dude,
about?
Dude,
don't tell me typing.
I said you're a good typer.
Don't tell me typing. I can't take that. Give me something I can put on my gravestone. Oh, boy.
We
only got a couple minutes here, Randy.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure Abe's good at me a lot of different stuff that I just don't know. Abe's probably a better Uno player than me.
I haven't played Uno forever.
Okay, so, never mind then.
Racquetball? I think I could beat you in racquetball.
Yeah, I've never played racquetball before. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, never played racquetball.
See, now's where I would get too cocky and be like, I might be able to swamp him.
Yeah,
like 15-0.
Yeah, I've never played racquetball.
Talking about former junior nationally ranked over here.
There you go. I remember when that was a thing, too. And everybody was playing racquetball like, I might.
You're good.
Yeah.
Andrew, it's in Buckhead. What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, guys. Hey, Randy, I want to apologize ahead of time. I have an Olympics question since you have Abe, so I'm just going to run it.
Now I got to deliver.
I really kind of enjoyed the goaltending rules now with FIBA, like where you could defensive goaltending, you knock it off the rim. Offensive goaltending, you could, have the putback slam, so it seems to be a little bit more entertaining. So my question is, one, what do you think about, like, two questions, really. What do you think about that, like, kind of, like, small nuance with the goaltending that's happening? And then also, is there another rule that you think could actually make basketball a little bit more entertaining? Like, you can already take 3 steps to travel, but, is there anything else you think could make it a little bit more entertaining?
I appreciate the call, Andrew. First off, I've never liked the NBA goaltending rules, Randy, because I think both teams should be allowed to touch the ball at the same time.
Oh, Abe's probably better than me at Trivia. There we go.
Sure.
There you go.
I've never liked the fact that one team could touch the ball before another team legally by the rules of goaltending. So I do like the FIBA thing being a little bit more allowing. I'll be honest, and I know like it's like a mockery of the game type of thing. I would add a 4-point line, like another 7 feet deeper.
I would really hate that. Like, what was that MTV?
You're talking about the Rocket Shot.
The Rocket Shot, yeah.
Well, they had 25-point bucket and a 50-point bucket.
Yeah, I hated that. Well, I liked it in that because it was a celebrity game.
Yeah, that was a fake game.
That
was like the celebrity softball where they had the magic 8-ball, and if you hit a home run with it.
Then
Frank Thomas always called for it. Like, give me the 8-ball, just cranked it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean... Would you like to see them go back to enforcing travels?
I mean, if it's absurd.
How many of them are, though?
Like really, yeah.
The Harden stuff where, I mean, that's a, you can't, just five steps as he creates space for a jump shot. What are we doing?
Yeah, like that double step back by James. Okay, now that's just off.
So what is nonsense?
That is off. Somebody said, can you beat me in racing? Racing what?
Yeah, I mean, we've already been through the running thing. For me to have a chance, it'd have to be a long race. It'd have to be a long race, and Randy thinks even then. Was he mean like car racing? I don't know. Probably not. I don't know. I get a little dangerous in behind the whip.
Okay.
You never know. Let's go with JD in Atlanta. What's up, JD?
Hey, Randy. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what up,
Howdy.
Hey, putting a cap finally on the I got one last question about the Olympics, man. With the Olympics turning to going to LA in 2028, do you think it's a chance that the Olympics could come back to Atlanta? And my next question is, what are the chances of Trae Young making the 2028 team?
Okay.
He'd have to turn the corner on his career and reach a level. Look, Tyrese Halliburton was on the team this year. Tyrese Halliburton was there for a specific role, which he really didn't even need to play at the end of the day.
No.
Trae would have to do a couple of things. First off, he'd have to be open to serving in a role. And then he's obviously got to be much cleaner on fewer turnovers, play some defense. I mean, that's probably what's holding him off, right? The defense?
Probably another guy. Probably and then the other guys at his position.
I mean, I'm not trying to put down Trae.
No, please, though. And I know you're not, because that's how it'll come off as that.
But if you have a Devin Booker.
Yes.
Who plays defense at the level he does, who goes into a corner and waits for the ball to shoot a three, what would you take Trae for? Like if Devin Booker's doing it at that level.
Yeah. Like, I was curious, like, how close was he to making the team this year? Because I don't think he was in the running to make this team this year.
No, not this year.
And then as far as Atlanta getting the Olympics, I was surprised when Atlanta got the Olympics the first time. I really was.
It'd be a real tough sell for me to believe that Atlanta would be getting it again. There's probably Texas would probably have some thoughts on that.
What, Dallas?
They might do a combo. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they comboed Dallas and Austin, really? Or something like that. Even maybe getting Houston involved.
Yeah, but I thought it was cool. I thought it was great because, like, we were living overseas, or we just moved back from overseas when the process of the Olympics and hearing about Atlanta getting. So I never even paid any attention to it really, and then luckily, you know, we had just moved back to Georgia, and that's when you saw more of it. You know, even though we were all the way down in Fort Valley, you know, it was still a really big deal.
It's kind of crazy, like, because I was young when they got the bid. I was here for the Olympics, right. But like thinking back now, how they even won the bid is like, I almost don't have an explanation.
Right.
Like, there's no way Atlanta should have been the top offer in the, you know, if they were going to give it to the U.S., like how Atlanta got to be the top choice.
Yeah, that's what surprised me. I was like, wow.
But they did a great job.
Obviously,
had the one situation. But right. Other than that, the events were great. Georgia World Congress Center was imperative to hosting a lot of these smaller events. That's the other thing. Some of these events that I looked at in Paris, Randy, like Taekwondo, and some of the other wrestling, you can't just hold that at Georgia World Congress Center. Like, you might need some bigger
venue,
Stegman or you know stuff like that. But I don't know. Let's go ahead and wrap things up here with Marcus in Atlanta. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I've always been curious about, is there a law that women in the WNBA cannot dunk? Because I've never seen a woman dunk in the WNBA.
I think Lisa Leslie's
dunked.
There
have been a couple in-game dunks.
Yeah.
I think Candace Parker may have been in-game dunked. Brittany Griner has dunked. So there is no rule. It's, you know,
it's just risk-reward
if you can get there.
Right. I mean, no, there is no rule about dunking in the W. And that's it. But I've seen a few of them do it, and I remember Lisa did it, and I know Candace did it.
Look,
Brittany did it.
There's very few professional female basketball players that can dunk. And if you're not 100% certain, I mean, look, there's a couple of guys in the NBA that don't dunk because you're not 100% certain you're going to get it over the rim and you go for the layup. How many? I mean, Trey's dunked a couple of times.
When has Trae dunked?
He's dunked a couple of times
in a game.
Yes.
Trae Young.
I think.
No, I ain't never seen no Trae Young dunk.
I think he's dunked like a handful of times.
I don't know about that.
Do you want me to go on YouTube and
I would not like you to do that.
It's going to be like 3:15 a.m. I mean, Randy, I finally found one.
I did not. I don't know about that. But, okay, well,
No, it's not against the rules, but
no, it's not.
A layup's a, you know, more sure thing. Anyways, let's go ahead and get two takeaways.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Googling. I'm YouTubing. I'm trying to find it.
My takeaway of the day is that Abe said he did something that he's never done as an adult, and I could have went so many ways.
But I'll
let y'all use your imagination. And then Bo is French and a cornerback.
Okay.
I don't know whose turn is it. Is it my turn?
Yeah, you go.
Hey, so apparently the Yams are swishing in Paulding. Is that because of sweat?
I don't know
how that works. Hey, look, cheers to anybody willing to make an ass out of yourself to get a free trip to Paris.
That's true. There are people who make an ass of themselves for much less. So there you go. Randy, right at the very start of the show, actually, it may have even been in crosstalk, he said that something sits on my face. And the thing you said was that said that my phone sits on my face.
It does.
And that was funny to me.
It does. And Abe's a faster typer than me. So there you go. You got something he could beat me in.
There you go. Trivia and typing.
Yes.
Here lies a expert typer and remedial trivia player. All right, that's going to do it for the midday show. Andy hopefully is going to be back tomorrow. We'll have Randy, of course. Brandon Adams is going to join us. Georgia Bulldogs now new number one in the AP poll, not that anyone's surprised. And Mike Conney is going to talk about possibly a former member of Atlanta United headed to a big rival. Hopefully that's not where that discussion goes. Maybe we'll ask Mike if he's seen Trae Young dunk in warm-ups. But coming up next is Dukes and Bell live at the Taj Mahal Hooters.
Appreciate you, man.
Bijan Robinson going to join them in a little bit on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Watch out now!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.